McCain calls for a balanced approach of letting the Bush tax cuts expire for those making over $500,000, ending tax subsidies for oil companies, and allowing the government to negotiate drug prices with manufacturers for Medicare recipients, as well as targeted reductions in federal programs.
I believe that we should be looking to make cuts in the federal budget of about $2 or $3 of cuts for every dollar of revenue. If we do that, we will raise $500 billion over the next 10 years, and that's how we can avoid these catastrophic sequestration cuts.
Allen, who is opposed to any tax increases, says that repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act will save $1 trillion over 10 years, something Kane and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office say would increase the deficit. He wants to create jobs by allowing drilling for oil and natural gas off the coast of Virginia and to eliminate what he says are $50 billion in redundancies in federal programs. Finally, he wants to reduce the tax on businesses from 35 to 20%. Offset by the elimination of various loopholes.
Now, if we reduced it to 20%, over 500,000 jobs would be created and $23 billion of new revenues.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.